Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
All right, let's go. Let's get at it. A new week, Chet Buchanan Show. Justin Timberlake tickets later on today. San Gennaro Feast is back. Pasta, and more pasta. We have your free tickets, which, because that's just what we do on this show. Yeah, so the spring San Gennaro Feast. You know, they have it during fall quite
often.
Do you remember this thing from when you lived here?
I used to sing at the San Gennaro Fest as a little girl.
Of course you did.
And it was my favorite time of year. My papa and grandma would come. All my Italian family would come. It was the best.
All right, free tickets a little bit later on. Over the weekend, it got a little crazy in Newberry County, South Carolina. I don't remember. They used to call that show Live PD. What do they call it now? On Patrol Live?
This
sounds like something that we would have seen on that show. A lot of people in Newberry County, South Carolina, have been calling police because they're hearing sirens. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Alarms are going off.
Uh-huh.
Somebody come and do something. No, it's the mating call of male cicadas. Trillions. Wait. Okay, you missed it. You may have seen it on the news, though, a few years ago. Every once in a while, we get grasshoppers.
Oh.
Grasshopocalypse.
Yes.
Grasshopocalypse.
Oh, my God. It grossed me out because it was terrifying.
When they were in the light at the Luxor.
Yes,
yeah, and all that.
Yes.
Sure. So now imagine this. Times a bajillion. Trillions of cicadas are currently emerging from the ground in the eastern part of the United States. Collectively, their sound can be as loud as jet engines.
Oh, my God.
The sheriff said, although to some, I'm assuming he talks like this, although to some, the noise is annoying, they pose no danger to humans or pets. Unfortunately, it is the sounds of nature.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
This feels like a Monday bit. You know what I mean? This feels like a Monday thing.
Yeah.
If you feel like you're constantly in meetings, the message is finally being received that there's too many. There's just too many.
Amen.
According to a recent survey, desk workers have actually spent about a third fewer hours in meetings since 2021. Really? Really? A third less? Really? Workers attend meetings. I thought this said workers attend meetings 83% of the time.
Right.
Meaning that like 83% of your day was in meetings.
Yeah.
Which made a lot of sense to me. Like, enough already.
Yeah.
And that's a third less. 83%. No. What this means is you actually go to 83% of them. You skip out. You skip out on 1 in 5 meetings.
Little fakers.
Also, also makes a little bit of sense. Meetings spiked during the pandemic, as we all know. And then what happened was finally it's all settled out a little bit 4 years later, 5 years later. And people have finally said, enough with the meetings.
Yeah.
We could still go a long way towards. It's like this couldn't just be an email.
Every day I feel like I say that. This could have just been an email.
Simple. A two-line email at
even
that.
Even a text.
Instead of a meeting where we all have to get in a room and then you read the email that you wrote to us.
Oh, God.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
That's just a great way to start a day.
Okay, so tell me, what exactly do you mean?
I don't know, but in my brain...
Tell me how this sounds to you, and I will do it.
In my brain, so if we were doing the Good Feeling Stories of the Day jingle in the style of Rihanna's Umbrella, but with a... trap beat or whatever, you know, whatever jazzy
yeah.
thing, whatever jazzy thing you're working out. To me, it was something like good feeling. Stars of the day.
It's a good feeling.
Something like that. Or we could just hit this button. Oh,
sometimes I get a good feeling.
Hey, Barbara, I'm not sure if I like that yet, but it was a thought. You know, we're taking chances here on a Monday. A Barbara in Connecticut named Osvaldo Lugo is a hero. A little girl was running out into traffic. He was in the shop, just kind of staring out the window. You can envision it, right?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he drops what he's doing, sprints out the door, grabs this little girl because he could just tell that she's about to run into a busy intersection. The mom was at a bus stop down the street, looked away for a second. Little girl runs off, and Osvaldo saves the day.
That's incredible.
We see these videos all the time. Yeah. And it's like, people, pay attention.
Well, with people on their phones all the time, they forget to. And thank God he was literally watching for that baby.
Truth. Wildlife officers in Colorado saved two mountain lion cubs. Got trapped in a reservoir spillway. Remember that rain that we had Friday, Saturday?
Yeah.
It moved its way into Colorado, but they got a lot more of it than we did. And the reservoirs, you know, the spillway filled up and ba-da-da. And mountain lion cubs were in there. They lowered a rope down. One of the cubs said, hey, you know, this seems like a good idea. And latched onto the rope like it knew what to do. And they fished him out. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Finally, this morning, a 22-year-old woman in Michigan just graduated from nursing school. The traditional pinning ceremony was a full circle moment. She got her pin from a nurse named Sarah Longest, who took care of her when she was a preemie 22 years ago.
My heart.
I know. We're not crying. You're crying. I should have given you a Kleenex warning. That's my bad. It's Monday. I'm not fully on my game yet. It's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Let's go. Pretty good for a Monday. I mean, honestly, pretty good for a Monday. Oh, you know what time it is?
Tell me.
Do you know what time it is?
I don't.
Game four tonight at the Fortress. Dude, we got a dragon. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Did you see the dragon?
Yes, I did. I just can't believe I forgot it's night's time.
Hey, look. Don't trip. Dallas is the number one seed. I know it's hard to remember all of this. Dallas is the number. They're the top team.
Right.
And for a minute, don't forget, some of y'all Golden Knights fans were going,
I don't even know if we're going to make playoffs. We're not that great this year.
It's like, shut up. What are you talking about? Game four tonight.
Rocked it.
Chance to Yeah, that overtime loss, whatever. They should have, honestly, Dallas should have beaten the Golden Knights 6-0 the other night if it wasn't for Logan Thompson. So game four tonight, everything's good. It's great. Go Knights, go, dude.
Go Knights.
Michaela's hometown throwdown in just a moment. Laura Murata from the East Side tries to become our first 5-time retired champion. Never did make any moves on the championship trophy.
We'll get it.
I still, you know why? Because if you own a trophy shop, can you imagine? Now imagine, I don't know, let's call it Jimmy's Trophies. Jimmy's Trophies on, you know, in the Galleria Mall.
Yeah.
You can own Michaela's hometown throwdown.
Come on.
We're just gonna need, we might need a few trophies for free, and of course our sales department would like for you to advertise, but we can make it work easy for you.
Yeah, this is an offer you should not pass up by any means.
That's what I'm thinking.
Totally.
We got that going. Yesterday, Michaela and I were at the Wine, Women, and Shoes. Are you not talking to me today, or what's?
Oh, I'm total. Do I feel a little silent today?
Yeah.
I'm just looking at you, babe.
I know.
Just looking at you. I was thinking about the Knights game too. Yeah, Wine, Women, and Shoes was amazing.
It does happen on the show. We'll talk about some, and then Michaela, and then I noticed that she's off elsewhere, and she's thinking about what we just talked about.
Do you think that's like a delayed thinker? Do you think I have like delayed reaction, or is that a normal thing?
I think you have a case of the Mondays.
Okay, maybe is that what it is?
No, I just think you're a thoughtful person.
I'm a very thoughtful person. I was thinking about Dallas and what happened. You're like, girl.
Yeah, and screw those guys. We're already moved on.
Yeah, we're on to Wine, Women, and Shoes, which are three of my favorite things. By the way, the event was really great yesterday too. The community showed up with their cutie pie shoes.
Michaela was one of the shoe judges. It all goes to benefit St. Jude's Ranch for Children. Now here's the fun part. So I hosted and auctioneered this thing. I don't do a lot of them anymore. Truthfully, they're kind of stressful. So I'll do it. I just don't do all of them.
Well, I feel like you also have a lot of pressure as well. Like you're the guy that's going to get all the money for this event. And it's going to go really great. Right. But you rocked it,
Jude. So they hope to get... Well, yeah, but you left early. You didn't even see any of the good stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing. Sorry.
What? Ooh.
Leaving early anyway.
Well, I had...
Stop it.
All right.
Jesus.
I had to. My fiance was DJing, and I had to equally show up for both my people.
Why are we going off into the weeds on...
Adrian started it. Just kidding.
Deal with him later. Nope, already forgot about it. So they had hoped to make $150,000 yesterday. By the time we walked out of there, $310,000. Thank you very much. No, really, really.
$310,000?
Really spectacular day.
For St. Jude.
St. Jude Ranch for Children.
Incredible.
But you have to say the whole thing because they're two different things.
Sorry about that. Will do.
Just got it.
$310,000. Wow. Chet, that's amazing.
Yeah. Fun day. No, really great. And so thank you, everybody who was there. And next year, the rest of you should come. Because not for nothing, it's a super good... It's wine. It's wine. It's women. And it's shoes. So literally, what could go
wrong? Listen, it's such a good time.
Michaela's hometown throwdown. In fact, you know what? Let's just get set up and let's go now. 702-364-9898. Laura Murata from the East Side goes for 5 wins, going to try and retire as champion. And we want to present, if she wins today, we want to give her a trophy. Oh, and don't forget, we've got Justin Timberlake tickets to give to you. The Forget Tomorrow World Tour at T-Mobile Arena, Saturday, May 11th. Caller number 25. You get to take Laura on.
It's
right
been
now.
A great move.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hold on, I just did the most Monday thing ever. Can we start that over again?
Weekday mornings, it's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning, good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Michaela's hometown throwdown, Laura Murata going for win number 5 today. We realized...
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
We realized on Friday, you've just been toying with people.
We did.
You're just playing with your food. Like, you were bored. You were bored with this on Friday. You were like, I just wanted to give him a chance. Today, we need you to go for the jugular.
Please, Laura.
Okay?
Got it.
Now, on the other side of this, okay, Jennifer, what part of town are you representing?
East Side.
We already have an East Side. Can't have two East Sides, Adrian.
Is that shenanigans? Because this is Laura's final time, so maybe the baton can still continue. I didn't know this. I apologize.
if it's an East Side takeover.
It's fine. It's Monday.
We're just going to go ahead and make up our own. We're just going to do stuff on our own. Anything goes today. All right, let me narrow this down a little bit then. Let me try and narrow this down. So, Laura, what are your cross streets?
I am Hollywood and Charleston.
We could make a case that you're Sunrise.
Ooh.
I'm going to make a case.
Okay, cool.
So we're going to wipe out all four of those East Sides and make that Sunrise.
Great.
Sunrise Manor. Got it.
Fancy. That makes a lot of sense to me. And then, Jennifer, what are your cross streets? Because I realize, too, you can't just say East Side anymore.
Yeah.
It's too big.
Yeah.
Too much.
It's Chop and Eastern, so I'm Paradise.
Yeah, that's Paradise.
Okay.
No,
we're
Adrian
fine.
It's fine. It's Sunrise against Paradise.
There we go.
Oh, it's fine. Sunrise against Paradise. All right, so here we go. First one to three wins. And if neither of you answer the question, then I get a shot at it. If I get three before anybody else, then nobody gets nothing. And the prizes go to the people. All right, question number one.
What was the name of the water park people in Vegas used to go to before they originally closed?
Laura.
Wet and Wild.
Wet and Wild, yes, obviously. All right, one for Laura. Jennifer's got nothing, I got nothing.
Who coined the phrase hot girl summer?
Laura.
Megan Thee Stallion.
There's two. Hey, Jennifer, does your buzzer work? Will you check your buzzer really quick? Push your buzzer.
Jennifer.
Okay, good. Just making sure. All right, good. Laura, out to a quick 2-0 lead.
Who's the host of Wheel of Fortune?
Jennifer.
Ooh. Jennifer. I heard Jennifer.
Oh, Jennifer said Jennifer? All right.
Yeah, I did. Pat Sajak. And Dana White.
You know what? You don't get the extra points, but yes. That's both Pat Sajak. Okay, two for Laura, one for Jennifer, and nothing for me.
What superstar currently has a Vegas residency performing her hit songs like Heartbreaker?
Okay, was that a full buzzer, Laura? No. Laura, do you want to answer?
Is it Kelly Clarkson?
Kelly Clarkson? Jennifer, a chance to steal and tie the game.
Mariah Carey.
Is it Mariah Carey?
Mm.
Yes,
it is.
And we are tied. You know what? Laura has been the queen of the comeback in this last week. Now here comes Jennifer. Tied at two.
All right, which TV show follows the lives of Rachel, Monica, Phoebe?
Laura.
Good Lord. Jennifer. Yes, Laura got in first for the win.
Uh-oh, I have the worst signal ever right now. Friends.
I'm sorry, Laura, what was it again for the win?
Friends.
Is it
Friends
for the win? Of course it is. Of course
yes! It is.
Jennifer, you gave it a heck of a run.
Yeah, you did.
You know what? This champ is the champ. You know what I mean?
Yay. Yes, you know.
Jennifer, we got to let you go. You know what?
Thanks,
let's give Jennifer four passes to San Gennaro fees.
Yeah.
You know what? Can we do that? San Gennaro fees is back at the M May 8th through the 12th. And enjoy that. Laura.
Nice.
I feel like we should have some special music. I feel like they're...
The first winner.
She's not the first winner, but she's the first five-time champion, ladies and gentlemen. the first five-time retired champion, Laura Morata from Sunrise, will go down in history as the first retired champion of Michaela's hometown throwdown.
Still
available to be sponsored by a trophy company. Otherwise, we'll buy our own, and it's fine. So have fun at Justin Timberlake, and then...
Oh, my God! Yes! Oh.
That's the most excited I've literally heard her all five times.
Yay!
She finally found what woke her up. Found her hot button. She's just bored with the stupid game, but she's like, Justin Timberlake.
How about last week when she said, I don't wear belts, I'll take the trophy. Thank you.
Yeah, no, we offered her a choice of a championship belt or a championship trophy. And we were talking about like a wrestling belt. And Laura goes, I don't wear belts.
Why not? Like,
awesome. All right, hang on 1 second. Laura Morata, our first five-time champion.
When I'm getting ready in the morning,
while I'm getting dressed,
I dance and laugh.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
It's the best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Megan's asking for a relationship rehab on this, and I don't know. I don't know if this is full blown. I only buy cheap sunglasses. I'm always losing them, breaking them, sitting on them. Target it is. Are you a sunglass breaker?
Totally. I'll lose them.
Fast as I get them.
I do. I lose them.
Adrian, sunglass breaker, sunglass loser.
Loser.
Are you a sunglass breaker?
Nope.
No, you're responsible.
I'm just, yeah.
You're good with your
stuff. I might be wound a little too tight. I might be. No, but like stuff goes, I put them away. I don't. Yeah, rarely. I keep stuff I have forever. So Megan's husband, who I think might be my people, I'm not sure. My husband thinks it's dumb that she's losing them, breaking them, sitting on them, and that she gets cheap sunglasses. He's always like, you get what you pay for. That's why you keep breaking your cheap ones. Whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot more heartbreaking when he loses or breaks his $200 tactical sunglasses than when I break my $10 pair, which I did again last week. So what I'm gathering, and literally that's the end of it.
Yeah.
Can you help us solve this problem? And I'm like... Is that it? Is that all we get? So I think there's two kinds of people in the world. I think there are that is the my question would be, is her problem that he's spending the money, or is her problem that he's shaming her for, is that he's shaming her on multiple levels?
I have an answer.
Yes.
May I give it to you?
You don't need my permission.
I'm going to say she's mad he's spending the money.
Is she mad because she can't? You know what I mean?
Yes.
She doesn't feel she wants the $200.
Yeah.
Whatever brand of sunglasses there are, but she can't get them, the Prada sunglasses or whatever.
I know for me, I would like the Prada sunglasses and I will lose and break them. So it's not an option for me. My fiance Lisa keeps everything in pristine condition, so she gets all the coolest, nicest stuff.
Yep.
And it makes me a little mad.
Why?
Because I want to be responsible and have the nice stuff, too. And I'm not. Jealous.
How do you guys handle that? You just let her do what she does, right?
I just let her do her thing.
My only thought is, you guys need to have a fun budget and you need to have your own amount of money. You know, you see, if you're those people, like my wife and I know you can't get we only have so much money to spend, right? And we both know we're both responsible with money.
Right.
She more than me. I get swept up in it. I'll make an emotional purchase.
Do you?
I'll give money, you know, like if we're at a thing, at a charity, or whatever.
Right.
I'll do it. And she's like, hey, whoa, hold up.
I love that's also how you like splurge. You just give to charity. Like, that's the best way to splurge. That's not, I love it.
Please. Have you seen my shoes?
Cool guy.
You see the shoes that just
you look pretty cool.
The shoes that just magically showed up after a couple of beers one day.
Relatable.
But if that's the problem, if the money is the problem, then y'all just need to budget yourselves. Right?
Right.
Otherwise, who cares?
Totally. Just be mad at yourself because you're not responsible. That's what the real issue is.
And by the way, Megan, if he's shaming you because you have cheap sunglasses, then buy the expensive ones. And about the second time you sit on them, you know what I mean? And now that 200 turned into 600, he might change his tune. Just in time. Like, hey, those, let me tell you. All those Target ones look great on you. I don't know.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Megan Travis, by way of saying hello, I'll just get right into your 177-second survey and ask you, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
I'd say yesterday I watched, like, 3 hours of Jurassic Park, and my toddler sat down on my knee.
I smell what you're cooking. And that kid was focused.
I was lazy and did nothing.
Amen. No, amen. Now, had you just said that, not acceptable. But the fact that you said I did 3 hours of Jurassic Park, which we all know was 5.5. we all know that that's how that rolled. And I get it.
Yeah.
I
was sucked in, man.
It's on my list of things to do that I need to go back and watch the Jurassic Park movies because I think there's some of them I haven't even seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I need to do that at some point because sometimes I feel like I'm missing the conversation. Michaela Gordon, the absolute best part of your weekend.
I got to judge shoes for a really great cause. And there were some really fabulous shoes, might I add. Yeah. Leopard, pink, high heels.
She's talking about Wine, Women, and Shoes for St. Jude's Ranch for Children. And what a great event.
Was that the Cosmo?
No, we were at Durango yesterday.
Yeah.
And all, you know what? I'll pig pile on that. I hosted and auctioneered that thing. We thought we were going to make... Now, I think her goal was low. She being Christina, who's the CEO of St. Jude's Ranch for Children.
Yeah.
And that's the thing out in Boulder City where they take girls who may have been trafficked. Girls, you know, that you just, they probably aren't ready for the foster system.
Right.
That kind of thing. It's such important work.
Right.
That they do. So her goal was $150,000. Decent. Probably could have been two, maybe a little more. And regardless, we made over $310,000 yesterday.
Chet, you really did that, dude. Yeah. You really did.
That's a good crowd. I just nudged the boulder down the hill. They did all the work. It was pretty great. So, you've got that kid in the car right now, don't you?
I do. Say hi, buddy. Howdy.
Oh, wait. That's an older kid. That is not the toddler you were talking about.
No.
Your face.
I heard. Yeah. Okay. I'm expecting toddler voice. You guys say hi, buddy. And I'm like, oh, great. Here we go. Now we're going to have the little gang. Hey, maybe after 10 minutes. Of waiting for the just say it. Just say hi. Say hi to the nice people. They're waiting. No, instead we get hello, hi. And it was like, what?
A grown man.
Yeah.
Job off.
You know what? We don't even have time for the rest of this stuff. We're just gonna say, have fun at Justin Timberlake. Have an amazing day. Get through drop off safely. No fighting with the other moms.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, that's a quick and easy, a simple 177-second survey.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woohoo! Oh, Felicia, who doesn't have enough to worry about with relationship rehab. I have a sister that is 9 years older than me. We typically Venmo each other money for our birthdays. When she turned 40, however, oh man, dig that in, huh? Yeah, right? Because she's 9 years old.
40.
Oh, when she turned, yeah, when she became, when she, I was going to buy her a walker, but instead. When she turned 40, however, Venmo did not exist. Oh, geez. Was she taking a shot right there?
I feel like that was a sister taking her sister down.
I don't know. Sister on sister crime.
Sister on sister crime.
Okay. When she turned 40, however, Venmo didn't exist. God, when was that? Stone ages. I threw her a big surprise party. I rented a venue, catered, flew in town, blew up large baby pictures of her, invited all friends and family, and bought her a $500 purse.
Wow.
Oh, it was 9 years ago. That's when it was. Because see, I told you I didn't read the whole thing yet because I wanted to learn altogether.
Right.
So it was my turn a couple of weeks ago. I did not expect that. And by that, she means the big hootie hoo. I did not expect that by any means. Don't judge, because I think she means it.
Okay.
I told my husband to please not throw me a party, but...
I already know where this is going.
Do you?
I feel like I do.
I don't think you do.
All right.
Hold up a second. Let's hear the story first. So just employ our listening skills for the, you know, so we know. Do you want to guess?
No, I want you to keep telling me.
But, okay, I told, so again, let's back up just a little bit. So the sister 9 years ago when she turned 40, the one sister, Felicia, threw a big party for her sister. Now it's Felicia's turn to turn 40. She didn't expect a big deal like what she did for her, what Felicia did for her sister. I told my husband, this is again Felicia talking, I told my husband to please not throw me a party. But my sister Venmo'd me money, which is what they've been doing. But my sister Venmo'd me money. No card, nothing personalized. I was upset. It wasn't the amount of money. It was the lack of thought. I decided to get over it, but it keeps bothering me. I didn't want to call her because it would just make her feel bad. And then she'd end up trying to send me a gift or something, which isn't the point. I've been considering taking a photo of the gifts my friends got me and posting how thoughtful and kind my friends were to take the time to pick out personalized gifts for me on such a big birthday, knowing that she'd see it. Am I being petty? And that's the question. I'm sure we all have very strong opinions. 702-364-9890. Is she? You know what? I'll jump in first. I'm not going to explain it, but I'm going to tell you right now. Am I on the wrong side of this? If I say no, do I need to get the island button ready? If I say no, she is not being petty. Am I on the island?
I'm a sister who has a sister. And I've got an opinion on this.
The question I just asked a moment ago, am I on the island?
I'll let you know.
You are not on the island.
Thank you, Adrian.
I'm with you.
Okay. Oh, is this a Venus Mars deal? Is this a Venus Mars deal where guys are going, stop it? I'm going to tell you this. I don't think she's being petty, but maybe not for the reason that you think.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Okay, that's fair.
702-364-9898. Hit us up right now, would you?
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
Relationship rehab. Kendra, can I tell you that Felicia was so sweet? I did reach out to her on social and I said, would you be willing to come on with this? And she's so embarrassed and she's just ashamed, probably isn't the word, because she asked other people.
Oh.
And they're all telling her that she's super petty.
Oh.
They're all telling her that she's like, you need to get over yourself, yada, yada, yada. So if you missed this a second ago, Felicia has a sister that's 9 years older than her. They typically, because they're sisters and it's not a big deal, they Venmo each other money for birthdays, right?
Right.
When Felicia's sister turned 40, Felicia went all out and threw her a big party, rented a venue, flew into town, catered the deal, blew up big baby pictures of her, invited all the friends and family, bought her an expensive purse, all of this stuff. So now it's Felicia's 40th. And what happens? Her sister Venmos her money. And, well, is this not the arrangement? Is this not how it works? But it hurt. It hurt Felicia's feelings.
Yeah.
Now
it hurt her feelings.
Yeah, which I think we can all. That's not a problem, right?
Right.
That's,
right. Okay. Now she. Here's. So she goes, I decided to get it. It wasn't the money, yada, yada. It was the lack of thought. I decided to get over it, but it keeps bothering me. I didn't want to call her and say, hey, what gives, you know?
Right.
Because then she'd feel bad. And then she would try and send her, you know, a Coach bag or whatever. And that's not the point.
Right.
So she goes, I was considering taking a picture of the gifts my friends got me and posting how thoughtful and kind my friends were. Which, by the way, shouldn't you do that? Kendra,
anyway.
Kendra, shouldn't you do that anyway?
Yes, you should do that anyway, just because your friends, they showed up and showed out for you. I don't think that she's petty, I don't think she's petty, because the fact that her sister went all out for her, she should have, you know, at least reciprocated a little bit more than what she did, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, so she should have, like, her 40th birthday, it's a big birthday, I can understand, you know? So she was, like, hurt that she went out and did all this stuff for her sister, but her sister didn't think of her the same way.
Kendra, I have to say, I couldn't agree more with you. I'm a sister, and anyone who has a sister, you've been sisters for 40 years. You know how she works, girl. Your best friends, your enemies, your frenemies. If your sister put a 40th party together for you, you know she's going to want the same, even if she says she doesn't. It's what we do. Right. It's why we're so annoying to each other.
Oh, so she waits.
I mean, you don't have to say anything to, you know, be like, you know, this is what you should do as a sister, because, you know, I did it as a sister. I don't have a sister, but I could only imagine, like, if, you know, someone did that, if I did that for somebody and they didn't reciprocate, because I've had many of friends like that, like, I do for them, and they never reciprocate, so I always, like, lose friends, because I'm like, if you're not going to take the time and energy the same way I would for you, then I don't need you around me. You know what I mean?
Your energy doesn't match, and that's hard.
Exactly.
Your energy doesn't match, and they love it when you do for them.
Love it.
They love when you spend money on them, but they don't want to spend money on you.
When you ordered that sushi boat for their birthday, oh my God. My wife did that at a party a couple of weeks ago. My wife ordered a sushi boat, and I'm like, someday that's going to come up on the show. I'm going to use it to great effect. However, okay, I am not flip-flopping. No, you should post. You should acknowledge your friends. I will say this. You do have pettiness in your heart. Is that the same thing? Because, I mean, like, you should acknowledge your friends. You should. Also, knowing that your sister would see it and knowing that you might be sticking it to her. I mean, you know, you're going to get judged when you try to get into heaven.
Right.
The Lord knows what's in your heart.
You better preach.
You better watch it.
But you know what I'm saying?
Totally. Well,
okay.
Yeah, sisters are petty, though.
It's fine. Okay, so can I make this ruling and see if it works?
Yeah.
Kendra, is it...
Yeah. Like,
yes, it's okay to be petty. You're not being outwardly petty. Sure, you're petty. We all know what you mean. Yes. Are you being petty? Yes. But in this case, it's okay. Because you are, as long as you're just, as long as you go, yeah, thanks to all my friends. My 40th birthday was amazing, except for my a-hole sister. You know what I mean? You're not doing that, right?
Maybe.
No, you can't. As long as you're not calling out your sister.
Right.
You're just petty inside.
Right.
And you know, sometimes that's okay. Sometimes you need to do it.
Like a slick and sly kind of way to do things, but not really outright saying it.
No, do the right thing. Do the right thing. No one else has to know, but you, Kendra, Michaela, and I, Adrian, and the 19 other people that are listening right at the moment. Nobody else has to know.
They don't have to know.
You're really taking a shot at that giant bee of a sister that you've had to live with your entire life. That ungrateful skank.
Sounds like you have a sister.
No. I'm just helping out my friend. No, I'm cool. I'm cool with all of it. I'm just trying to help people out.
So good.
Kendra, you're the best. Have a great day. Thank you.
You too. Bye.
All right, we'll see you, buddy.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Can we try one out really quick for relationship rehab?
Absolutely.
I'm not sure how I feel about this, so I want to give it a test run, and if there's something to it. Oh, I just forgot. I was going to say we'll do it tomorrow, but I'm not going to be here tomorrow. We are not going to be here tomorrow.
This is very exciting. I'd like for you to tell the people where you will be. I feel like I'm more excited for you.
I don't feel like it. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. There you go. No, thanks.
Not into it, actually. No.
No. So there's kind of a backstory to this. James Holzhauer, Jeopardy James, Las Vegas guy.
Absolutely.
Made all the money on Jeopardy. And just good dude. He and his wife, Melissa, have decided to where they were going to give back to the community. They've, in a very meaningful fashion and in a very personal fashion, they have supported Project 150. I am also on the board of Project 150. I am also, as anyone who knows me knows, am a game show nerd. How I ended up here was I super wanted to be Bob Barker when I was growing up.
I did not know this.
Oh, no, I wanted to be Bob Barker. And Gene Rayburn from the old Match Game is, oh my God, is everything to me. So I'm that nerd. Through that, they do what they call a game show boot camp here in town, and Jeopardy nerds from around the country and literally around the world come in to get tips and tricks on how to get on the show. And then they play, they have a big championship where they play down. There's like 1,000 of them, and they play down to get to go on stage. There's two people that win who get to go on stage and play all these Jeopardy nerds, right?
Okay.
Wow. I get to host this thing every year. And the money goes to Project 150.
That's so exciting.
Oh, no. It is my pee your pants childhood dream come to life.
You're obsessed.
There are parts of my anatomy that are more puckered during that particular, like I'm trying really hard. You know, like I'm grinding on that. There's other stuff where it's like, yeah, whatever. They can't kill me and eat me. I don't care. You know what I mean? We're all going home tonight.
Right.
No one's, you know. Yeah. Sometimes it's fun to bomb on stage. This is one where I really want to do well. And it's the Beast from the show. What show? The Chase. You know what I'm talking about? The Beast? The guy Mark Labette?
I have no idea.
He comes out for this. Game show people know. All the Jeopardy people, except Ken Jennings. He's way too big a deal. But literally everybody else. Ken Jennings sends a video every year. And some people are like, Kenji sent a video. And the rest of us are like, can't even show up.
Come on, Ken.
Sent a video off his phone.
Come on, bro.
He's a good dude. And it's a super tight fraternity. So now, which brings us to this. So James is competing in Jeopardy Masters, which they're filming this week.
Oh, cool.
At the Sony Studios in Culver City. And if he wins it, $100,000 goes to the charity. Somebody has to be there to represent. So Kelly Christo, the executive director, and my wife and I are going to Jeopardy Masters to sit in the audience and hope we get a $100,000 check.
Oh my God.
And here's the funny part. Here's the real funny part about this too, is I'm 99% sure that even if he does win and we get the check, I ain't going to be on TV.
Well, then what's the point?
This is what I say. I'll tell you the point. You want to know the point?
Yes.
So I'm taking 2 days off, which I have not done since Toy Drive. And yeah, and somebody goes, so this is how you're spending your vacation, such as it is. And I'm like, well, we have a new show. So I was going to go to the White House with the Aces.
This one broke my heart.
Well, and that's another story for another time. But I was going to go to the White House with the Aces, but I can't go. I got to be here.
Yeah.
So we're doing this. And somebody goes, so you're going to LA. Are you going to go to the beach? No. Are you going to see friends? No. Are you going to go to Disneyland? No. We're going to go to some Vanderpump joint. Tom?
Yes, Vanderpump.
Oh, yeah. You lived there.
Yes, I did. I lived right next door.
Tom, big deal.
Tom's a big deal.
You lived right next door to it?
Right next door to Vanderpump's Rose's Tom. Yes, I did.
Can I go like this?
I'm going to send you some wardrobe choices. I'd like to see you in, if that's okay.
Okay, you'd like to see me in, or can I go like this?
You can, Chet.
Okay, but
I'd like to see you in some Pinterest outfits I'll send.
No, I don't have time for your BS.
You.
What? Where am I going to get these Pinterest outfits? Can you snap your fingers and make them show up in my hotel room?
I think there's something that you have in your closet that could work.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Who am I trying to impress?
Yeah, that's a fair question. Just the people at Jeopardy.
I'm going to eat. No. Jeopardy. What happened? We just went from Tom to Jeopardy.
Well, the Jeopardy people
aren't going to be at Tom.
Right. No, but just the only people you have to impress are those people. The people at Vanderpump Rules, you don't need to impress.
If I'm confused, everybody else is. I'm sure.
Fair.
I'm certain of it.
It's fair.
Who am I trying to impress?
Not the people at Vanderpump Rules.
Who am I trying to impress?
Me.
So I'm going like this. Somebody just wrote, well, the point is that it's $100,000. Yeah, but I don't need to be there for that. However, I do get to spend 2 days in a darkened room where the air conditioning is going to be turned up way too high. No one's allowed to talk, and no one's allowed to have their phone.
Oof.
That sounds amazing.
That's a vacation.
And I am going to enjoy that.
That's
going to
be awesome, Chet.
Yeah, if your question is, why am I going? I'm still not sure, because I was invited. So I'm going to go. And because James and Melissa were wonderful, they get to bring 8 people total. They're only bringing 3, and my wife and I are 2 of the 3. So there.
That's awesome.
Never did get to that relationship rehab that I was gonna ask you about. So we will save it for another day, and we're out of time.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! All right, friends, it's time once again for Fill
in the blank.
Yay! It's like, no, it's our favorite part of the show. Name of an animal?
The elephant.
Hippo.
Okay.
Same fam. This hippo needs a blank party.
Welcoming home.
I thought you'd say birthday, but no, it's a gender reveal party.
What?
12-year-old hippo. Remember in Along Came Polly, Hank Azaria is this, Lubin, are you for scuba?
I am a hippo. No way, Jose.
So this 12-year-old hippopotamus.
hippopotamus.
That's right. His name is Jen Chan. Okay. Was thought to be a...
a baby.
Remember, gender reveal party was thought to be a male.
Was thought to be a male?
Yes.
No way, Jose.
But a recent DNA test revealed that she is actually...
a girl?
Female. That's right.
And there is nothing I can do about it.
When zookeepers in city in Japan...
Tokyo.
Osaka
mm-hmm.
received Jen Chan in 2017. Customs documents said that she was a
girl.
Boy. However, over the years, animal caretakers noticed that Jen Chan did not
go potty like a girl,
mark territory,
okay,
attract females, or have visible
boobies,
pieces, parts.
Okay.
We recognize the importance of confirming the sex, and we want to ensure that such mistakes will
never happen again.
Jen Chan will not apparently be receiving a
new birth certificate.
Name change.
Okay.
Okay, fine. And I guess in the, you know, all's well that ends well.
Happy as a hippo. You understand?
Not really, but it doesn't matter if we understand or not. No. It's fill in the blank, everybody.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
This should not come as a shock to anybody, but it still kind of is. The world is seeing a giant increase in myopia. Nearsightedness. Half of the world might need glasses by 2050.
Why?
Phones.
Oh my God, yes.
Seriously. Nearsightedness makes objects look far away, look blurry, and can also be made worse by performing tasks within arm's length, says the official medical whatever. This means nearsightedness is connected to behaviors like using phones, laptops, and reading books. Sorry, I got thrown because I saw the reading books part and I went, hey, nobody's doing that.
Who does that?
I realize that you right now are going, I read books. You're a unicorn. Okay? No, and God bless you. And I'm glad that you do. And more of us should. But even when I read books, guess where I read them?
Where?
On my phone.
I know everything.
Yeah. I do still read books, but I read them on my phone. Fortunately, studies have shown that outside sunlight, that means getting up from the video games and whatnot, helps reduce the risk of nearsightedness. I didn't know that.
Wow. I didn't know that either.
In the United States, And then it goes on to talk about how much we spend on healthcare. But yeah, half.
But that totally makes sense when you say it. The phones and everything. My eyes start to hurt so bad after a while.
And it's also why you have the big hump in your back, Quasimodo. Look that one up on your phone. Quasimodo.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
What's the silliest thing anybody tried to make you do to get a gig?
Oh, gosh. I feel like...
Well, his name was Harvey Weinstein. You can't joke about that. You can't.
No, you can't.
But we just did.
We did. We did.
Great. Cancel us. No, really, though, if you had to do...
No, I'm trying to think. I guess maybe just...
Did you see the Anne Hathaway... did you see the Anne Hathaway interview thing? Apparently, early 2000s, she had already been cast as the leading lady. They weren't quite sure who was going to have the right chemistry with her as her co-star. And I guess they had 10 guys come in and she had to make out with all of them.
10?
10.
10 guys she had to make out with for her job?
Yeah.
Any other place, that would sound insane.
And she goes, I was told we have 10 guys coming in your cast. Aren't you excited to make out with all of them? And she's like, I thought, is there something wrong with me? Because I was not excited. I thought it sounded gross. Even as a dude, right? Like we're gonna bring in 10 randos. I mean, I guess, but
you're quite literally swapping spit. Like that doesn't sound fun.
Yeah. I get the idea that even if you are fired up about it, like after about four in, you're like, no, you're like, eh.
Yeah. And I don't know how like a kiss would signify chemistry.
How handsy can I get? That's my question. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. She's taking me seriously right now. And I could not be further serious right at this
moment. I wasn't taking you seriously. I was thinking about poor Anne Hathaway just lining the 10 guys up. And that's how she finds out her co-star.
Well, and you're right, because here's the quote. I was so young and terribly aware how easy it was to lose everything by being labeled difficult. So I just pretended I was excited and got on with it. And just, you know, I don't get all the hate that Anne Hathaway gets. I don't get it. And even more, I'm Team Hathaway.
Same. She's Princess Diaries for life.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know before we go. Have you ever heard the stories about Katy Perry growing up?
No.
You know, it's a very strict household. She's...
Religious.
Yeah, religious. And yeah, isn't her dad a pastor?
Yeah, she's a PK.
Yeah, a what?
A preacher's kid.
A PK.
That's what they call him, PK.
Just learned something now. Growing up, Katy Perry was not allowed to eat Lucky Charms cereal. Luck in and of itself, linked to the devil.
No.
I was taught as a child that horoscopes were work of the devil.
Can I tell you that a lot of people still think that with astrology?
All right. And I don't sweat that. If you believe that, believe that. Great. If it makes you feel better and all I care about is if you're a good person. That's really the whole thing.
Yes.
Her family also called deviled eggs angeled eggs.
And oh my God.
Okay. All right.
There.
It's awesome. That's great. I really am fine. As long as you're not hurting anybody else, doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to come into my yard. You know what I mean? Great. The editor of the New York Times crossword puzzle is a guy named Will Shortz. S-H-O-R-T-Z. He never got teased. He's the only person in the world with a degree in enigmatology.
What is that?
It's the study of puzzles. And do you know why he's the only one with a degree in it?
Why?
Because he created the major himself
at
Indiana University. And my guess is that he's gone, nope, nobody else can have one. I'm the only one, and none of the rest of you are worthy.
What a smart little brat.
Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points in an NBA game in 1962. It's the record. He made 28 free throws. And it was during the period in his career when he was shooting them underhand. You know, granny stuff.
Yeah.
Right? He made 28 out of 32. That's 87.5%. That is also tied for the most free throws ever made during a single game in NBA history.
Wow.
Gets overshadowed.
Yeah.
Because of 100 points. There are actually only a few countries in the world where the drinking age is as old as 21, including the U.S. The most common legal drinking age, 18.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
I think so, too. Yeah, because honestly, if you can buy cigarettes, shoot a gun, enter the military, all of the vote.
Yes.
You ought to be able to have
a
drink and whatever. I don't know. We can fight about that later. I'm sure we will. I'm sure somebody is sending off the DM right now, probably on X.
Yeah.
I can't believe you would be so irresponsible. Guess what? I was already drinking at 18. Whatever. Grew up in a small town, man. The power lines.
There were 2,500 people there.
We'd have a bonfire. Yeah, it was great. There are only a handful of mammals that are venomous, including shrews. Really?
What are shrews?
Look it up. Platypuses? Are they not platypi? Moles? Moles aren't venomous. Really? And vampire bats. Now that makes
sense. Yeah, makes sense.
All right, that's it. We should go. That's enough work for a Monday, don't you think? Everybody have a great day. We're going to crush this week, y'all. More Justin Timberlake tickets tomorrow. More San Gennaro Feast tickets tomorrow. And we'll all meet back here tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Let them have it, Adrian.
Be easy, everybody.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know before we go. Have you ever heard the stories about Katy Perry growing up?
No.
You know, it's very strict household. She's
religious.
Yeah, religious. And yeah, isn't her dad a pastor?
Yeah, she's a PK.
Yeah, what?
A preacher's kid?
A PK.
That's what they call him, PK.
Just learned something now. Growing up, Katy Perry was not allowed to eat Lucky Charms cereal. Luck in and of itself, linked to the devil. No. I was taught as a child that horoscopes were work of the devil.
Can I tell you that a lot of people still think that with astrology?
All right. And I don't sweat that. If you believe that, believe that. Great. If it makes you feel better and all I care about is if you're a good person. That's really the whole thing.
Yes.
Her family also called deviled eggs, angeled eggs.
And oh my God.
Okay. All right.
There.
It's awesome. That's great. I really am fine. As long as you're not hurting anybody else, doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to come into my yard. You know what I mean? Great. The editor of the New York Times crossword puzzle is a guy named Will Shorts. Shortz. He never got teased. He's the only person in the world with a degree in enigmatology.
What is that?
It's the study of puzzles. And do you know why he's the only one with a degree in it?
Why?
Because he created the major himself at Indiana University. And my guess is that he's gone, nope, nobody else can have one. I'm the only one, and none of the rest of you are worthy.
What a smart little brat.
Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points in an NBA game in 1962. It's the record. He made 28 free throws. And it was during the period in his career when he was shooting them underhand. You know, granny stuff.
Yeah.
Right? He made 28 out of 32. That's 87.5%. That is also tied for the most free throws ever made during a single game in NBA history.
Wow.
Gets overshadowed.
Yeah.
Because of 100 points. There are actually only a few countries in the world where the drinking age is as old as 21, including the U.S. The most common legal drinking age, 18.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
I think so, too. Yeah, because honestly, if you can buy cigarettes, shoot a gun, enter the military, all of the vote.
Yes.
You ought to be able to have a drink and whatever. I don't know. We can fight about that later. I'm sure we will. I'm sure somebody's sending off the DM right now, probably on X.
Yeah.
I can't believe you would be so irresponsible. Guess what? I was already drinking at 18. Whatever. Grew up in a small town, man. The power lines.
There were 2,500 people there.
We'd have a bonfire. Yeah, it was great. There are only a handful of mammals that are venomous, including shrews. Really?
What are shrews?
Look it up. Platypuses? Are they not platypi? Moles? Moles aren't venomous. Really? And vampire bats. Now that makes
sense. Makes sense.
All right, that's it. We should go. That's enough work for a Monday, don't you think? Everybody have a great day. We're going to crush this week, y'all. More Justin Timberlake tickets tomorrow. More San Gennaro Feast tickets tomorrow. And we'll all meet back here tomorrow. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Let them have it, Adrian.
Be easy, everybody.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.